for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to the House of
Sunshine.
Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, Dan Kent is on a bus headed to Beloit and then to New Muller to have a final confrontation with Flosso, now fully puppety and going by the name Fuzzo. His plan to build a Fuzzotronic bomb has almost come to fruition. Can the world be saved, or will it all go to felt? What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 11. Faster, Dan Kent! Kill! Kill!
Hand me that wrench.
Working on this here bomb is a real kick to the tires.
So this whatchamatronic bomb is gonna do some real damage.
I just build it. I don't get into the whole doomsday thing.
But if we're building a weapon of immense destruction, ain't we responsible for the whatchamacallit chaos and destruction it causes?
Listen, was Genghis Khan's horse responsible for all the people Genghis killed?
Hey, I ain't no horse judge, but the hell?
This bomb is arcing off all sorts of weird things. The core is full of unstable molecules that create a whole mess of atomic junk. Just get back to hammering. That panel's loose.
Let me just...
Well, that's no good. But what is good? A construct of... Oh, nuts!
The bus stank of urine and broken dreams.
Hey, I have a condition. Rude. I'm switching seats.
The world seems small and cruel from the window of a bus, but a bus is just a four-wheel, half-full glass and never could have been. This grizzled old policeman is way out of his jurisdiction, but I ain't giving up. It all began with the death of a toothbrush touting smile peddler. Who killed Brushy? I wonder if it even matters to anyone. Well, this anyone cares, because you don't shoot someone and get away with it. No, sir. Not
last
in my...
Last stop. Beloit. Everybody out.
Thanks. You had a steady hand and a sure eye.
Whatever.
Time to put some fuel in this garbage scow. Ah, a snackery. What's fresh, fella?
Tomatoes.
Okay, I'll take one.
We're all out.
Huh?
I said, what's fresh, not the what we got. Also, potatoes are fresh.
I'm not gonna eat a raw potato.
Right, because we're all sold out.
What do you have?
Donut. Chocolate frosty.
I'll take it.
It's the last.
So?
Do not expect another.
Keep the change.
Keep the donut.
Yeah. All right, donut. It's you and me.
Maybe you'd like a third.
Brace Letta! I ought to kill you!
I suggest you keep your gun holstered, lest you want to make a scene. Come with me and I'll explain everything.
Yeah, it seems as if those workers got sucked into one of them gravity wells and were, spaghettified.
Send flowers to their families.
Yes, Dr. Jim.
Nice flowers!
No need to be so glum.
You shouldn't be out here like that.
What? In my true form? Does it bother you?
It makes people uncomfortable. And we've enough problems as is.
Petty trifles.
Hardly.
Worker sucked into gravity wells. Where and when they end up, we just can't tell.
It's positronic.
Yes, workers are being sent through space and time, but I've written countless calculations to corral the fluctuations, and I share in your frustration now.
Oh my God!
God, this is going all to hell.
It's positronic.
These are our final hours. We've unleashed a nation power, and it is not a mule.
Guys, relax. It's just a fuzz-fuzz-fuzz-fuzz-fuzz-fuzzatronic ooze. It's natural to fear a thing of wonder so grand and new. But we gotta think about our greater fuzzatronic goals. Yeah! Gotta make our deadlines, never mind these miniature black holes. Sure, there's a little hiccup every now and then.
There goes another one!
We could be next!
We got the fuzz-fuzz-fuzz-fuzz-fuzzatronic blues.
Feeling down in the dumps, cause your power's blown to kingdom come. You got the blues, but I know you'll pull through. Also, I will murder you if you try to run.
My God, he's mad. That's it. This evil bomb must be destroyed before this devil puppet's final buzz illusion can be deployed. The launch relay is my only chance. I'll reprogram it to blow up on the pad along with Buzzo and his plans. Something must be done. Jim, you're the only one who can stop this madman.
Jim, what are you singing about?
What? Nothing. No, just science.
We got the fuzz, 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 fuzzatronic blues. This bomb is powered by an angry god that's trying to buzz loose. Our boss is nuts, so it's not clear if it's success or failure that we fear.
All in all, I'd say we're probably screwed.
We got the fuzz, 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 fuzzatronic. Fuzz, 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 fuzzatronic. Fuzz, 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 fuzzatronic.
Yes, well, you can't expect to remake the world without breaking a few eggs. Like this one.
I thought you were being... Oh, look, it's frying from the radiation.
When will the bomb be ready for launch?
If the power couplings hold, in the next day or so.
Good. Now to break some more eggs.
Oh, no, my eggs. Oh, why did I set up my eggs that next to this bomb? Oh, no, no, no. I should have never left my brother's donut business. Oh, no, no, not that one. That was my favorite one. Oh, no.
So spill it, sister. How'd you find me? You still using that tracking mint?
Oh, you evacuated that long ago. This is mere capricious kismet. I thought you were dead. At my hand.
Hand or claw? So where's your bat wings and bad attitude?
Oh, my attitude is still quite malicious. But I'm no longer the tooth scary. Something happened to the ur-tooth and it broke the spell. I wandered in a fog until I ended up here in Beloit, home of the largest G.G. Scrumptious.
Yeah, yeah, the fast casual eatery where fun is always on the menu. Get the mancaroni to go and get out. You killed my... not friends, exactly, but work pals. No, associates. Let's go with associates.
A move that I regret deeply.
Do you? You were a tooth fanatic from the start.
Not from the start. From the start, I was a broken girl, and I thought I could limp into something better. And when Father Sunshine fit me for the braces, I thought, this is it. This is something.
And you and Brushy were going to live happily ever after. And then he died, and now?
Oh, the shine of young teeth turned plaque-filled and cavity-ridden long before. I was too dumb to see it. From Brushy's very birth, I was there.
So you're a little older than him. So what?
Madam Sunshine was infected by the fuzz, which meant she couldn't bear the Chosen One. They harvested her eggs and, using a defelter, pulled the fuzz from them. But they still needed a surrogate. Someone they were sure was clean of fuzz. Most of the Dentites of New Molar were too interbred to risk contamination. They needed a vessel from outside the community.
What are you saying?
I'm not just Brushy's bride. I'm also his mother of the bride. You look like a song man.
I'm not.
Listen.
Well, actually, I do like the music, man.
When someone saves you, you learn there's a price to being saved. Braces in place, he asked if I believed, and so naive. I swore my loyalty, he said I had a part to play. Oh, oh, he said it all must be as prophesied. You'll serve the tooth so open wide. Now I'm a mother lover, was only trying to make things right. Time.
Definitely no.
Gave birth in secret and I fell in love right from the start. He wasn't of my blood, but he was of my heart. Then father told me our agreement had a second part. Oh, oh, the chosen one fresh from my womb. As prophesied, he'd be my groom, yeah. Now I'm a mother lover, living caught between two lives. Just like any other mother, chosen as her child's child bride. Didn't know it was a crime. Though in retrospect, I guess it's pretty obvious it was a crime.
That's a fantastic guitar solo.
This old thing. His mother lover was only trying to make things right. I'm just a mother lover, living caught between two lives, yeah, just like any other mother, chosen as a child truth, which is...
She's been shot! She's dead. Teeth! Teeth!
Quiet, where is it? I know it has to be here.
Teeth!
To think you were supposed to be the chosen one, and now what? Is there anything going on in there?
Teeth!
He's not much for conversation. Looking for this?
Oh, do you have the launch relay?
It's most upsetting, Doctor.
The quantum fluctuations around...
I'm more worried about your fluctuation.
I have no...
Don't deny it. You intended to blow up the bomb on the launch pad and me along with it.
It's not...
Don't deny it!
You want to fuzz the world. It'll create a catastrophe...
What is wrong with felt? Huh? With googly eyes and floppy arms. You're upsetting Brushy.
Blosso.
Fuzzo.
I was...
It's unfortunate, Doctor. I liked you. You would have made such a nice puppet.
Teeth.
Yes, dear brother. He does have a nice set of teeth.
Don't. You want to know who killed him?
Oh, please. You don't know.
I read the report the Grand Cuspid was preparing. The bullets that killed Brushy were laced with pieces of the Urtooth.
No!
It was summoned from New Molar.
You are a liar!
It's all in the report!
No, Brushy! Silence his lying mouth!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Braceletta! She's dead! But who?
She was an abomination. She had to be put down.
Elsa?
Once. I am the Clowninator now. I have one purpose. To end the Dentine prophecy.
She didn't deserve it.
She kept me in a cage.
True, but...
She was complicit in a conspiracy to give a tooth power over us all.
True, but...
She put two spaces after a period.
Some people can't be saved. Are you gonna kill me?
You are not my concern. I must now skedaddle to New Molar.
That's where I'm going. To find Flosso. I think he's behind Brushy's death. Or at least, well, the fuzz. It's a bit complicated.
Why are you still on this, Detective? This barely concerns you.
If life is a banana split, mine was all bananas. Bananas, crazy and green. Ever eat a green banana? Yeah, that taste on the back of your tongue just now is what my life tasted like. But one day I was sick with dry rot, don't ask, and my dad, in a moment of rare kindness, went to a corner store and got a VHS. He played it for me. We watched it. Together. We laughed. Both of us. And we watched it again. And in those long stretches when he'd leave me alone with a can of beans with a face drawn on it he called my nanny, I'd watch the tape over and over until I wore it out. And I didn't realize till later, much later, it was the Rudy Tooth Sunshine Smile Hour Brush for a Cure special. I don't remember much of the details. Just the warm glow that kept me company. And that show was good. And it was funny. And now it's all sour. The whole thing is tainted, black, and ruined. This thing that once gave me joy, that warmed my cold childhood. It was all just a front for mouth-obsessed weirdos. And I was the chump. The happy chump. So I need to see this done for that fat little runt of a boy called me. Also, if I close one more case, I get a free sub at Stubby Subs, where the cheese is always extra.
Fine. We can take my fantabulous Flaborious Clownocopter.
Where exactly were you storing that?
Exactly. We fly!
With a clang and a bang and a rattling grunt, the Clownocopter's leaving the ground. Hear it whir, feel it purr, see it scorching the earth, the most laborious transport that's around. If you see it in the sky, admire its design. If it's coming your way, run for your life. Its AI may need reworking, for it's not very discerning with its guns and boiling oil and knives. With a and a and a, the copter's raining death from above. Hear the and the also, as it seeks to sate its thirst for blood. A feat of modern science, it's got every known appliance for the stripping and the ripping of flesh. A honking boat of fun that is powered by the sun and the souls of those it honors with death.
My God, why?
If you see the Clownocopter surfing the clouds. Hear it whir, feel it purr, see it scorching the earth. It's the silly, scary copter of clown, the most laborious transport that's around.
Oh my goodness, will Dan Kent and Elsa make it to New Molar in time? Or will Fuzzo bring about a new world of puppetness upon the planet? Find out next time on the season finale of The Fall of the House of Sunshine, episode 12, The Fuzz and the Fury, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Fuzzitronic Bomb.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the podcast at www.podmusical.com. Got a question? Ask us at podmusical@gmail.com and we'll share the answers after the season finale. Also, we'll share the answer to where is the lost treasure of Shanks Teeters, hard-nosed detective, and famed, well, probably not famed per se, I mean, we just made him up, explorer. Thanks for listening, and have a Suntabulous by Cuspid of a Day.
She's dead. She's dead! She's dead. That's a baby. She's dead. She's dead. She died. She's gone. She's passed on. She's passed away. She's in a better, well, probably not better.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.